Political scientist Dr. Phil Richardson has praised Mrs. Atiba on her decision to resign as Minister of Transport. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Richardson, however, said the minister should be held responsible for any act of corruption. He spoke to me earlier.
It's one of the rare events we've had so far in our democratic dispensation that the cabinet minister, who is also a member of parliament for a number of reasons, in spite of all the hypotheses, you know, that have been put out there to explain or account for her resignation. It's very, very interesting. Not only interesting, but momentous decision. Why? Because, as I've explained, but notwithstanding, I don't think she's performed well. There are so many problems, a plethora of problems facing the transport sector. In addition to the rebranding of the buses, I suppose falls within the purview of her responsibility. That has generated charges of corruption. For a long time, several streets of Accra, you know, has been plagued by, you know, gridlock. The road, that segment of the road from the Kaswa toll booth up to Weja, we've had this problem of some silt or mud blocking the street. She's not done anything to deal with that problem. And I think the Ministry of Transport is there to deal with problems of gridlock and all dangers and risks on our road that cause accidents. And we have not seen, you know, this woman act proactively and even reactively to deal with those problems.
Others have fingered the minister for corruption. Others believe that she has taken a very bold and principled stance by resigning. You believe that she hasn't performed well in her office. Now, looking at the two, what do you think she should have done?
A bold and brave decision to resign. That may be the case in the light of the fact that we haven't had cabinet ministers resigning from their seat, and more so she being an occupant of a sacred seat in the Volta region. So there might be something in it. But overall, given the other charge of corruption, more so in the light of this rebranding of the buses, I think that the evidence may be so powerful and compelled her to jump out of the window. So I don't think a bold and brave decision is founded on principle, but it's founded on a case of, do I say, no choice. She has no alternative but to resign.
So you believe either way she has been implicated?
Well, I think the ball is in her court. This whole problem falls within the ambit of the Ministry of Transport. And so far, given the account of the company which did a rebranding, that they charged, I think, 100 Ghana cedis. But on the invoice, as alleged by the opposition, we had 2,000 Ghana cedis. This is a clear case of corruption, serious corruption. And I think that she has no way out, but ultimately responsible for this case of corruption.